Welcome to Fresno's Best Podcast. I'm your host, Jordan Maddox. Today, I have Joseph Rios on the show to discuss the upcoming San Joaquin Valley Book Fest that will be taking place on May 4th of this year at the Fig Garden Swim and Racquet Club. As many of you know who listen to this podcast regularly, books are a central part of my life, both in my professional work as a librarian, but also in my home life. I love nothing more than curling up with a good book and disappearing for a few hours. And we need a lot more events focused on books in Fresno. We have Lit Hop, which is a fantastic event, but we need more. And this is a new event and something that all of us, especially those of us that love literature and want to read as much as we can every day, need to show up for these kinds of events to promote a literary community where you live. So in this conversation, Joseph and I discuss a number of things. One being what it's like to be in the literary community as a local author. Two, how Fresno perceives its literary community. And three, why this event is so important for fostering and growing that community. So please enjoy our discussion of the upcoming San Joaquin Valley Book Fest.
Politics, religion, culture, art, music, show some respect to the best little city left in the U.S. Fresno's best! Fresno's best.
So, Joseph, can you talk a little bit about the state of the current literary scene in Fresno from like your perspective and point of view and your vantage point? Like, what does it look like right now?
I mean, it's shining, you know what I mean? I mean, maybe about less than a week ago, you know, Minder Vang just won a Guggenheim, you know what I mean? There's lots of poets that are like putting out books, and it's just what I always say, you know, is just that the vantage point of Fresno poetry from the outside is always like, man, what is going on down there? You know, with people like Minder, who's, you know, been nominated for a Pulitzer and has just won a Guggenheim, you know, Anthony Cody winning a bunch of awards, you know, there being like between 2018 and 21, there was three straight American Book Award winning poets, all first book poets, myself included, all from Fresno, 2018, 19, 20. And all three of the poets were on the cover of Poets and Writers magazine. And, you know, we have two poet laureates, two national poet laureates, and one that's still alive and kicking and just put out a new book. You know what I mean? With Juan Felipe Herrera, you know, he's written, I think, like two dozen books or something like that, some crazy number, and he just put out two in the last year. So there's like a lot of people who are really well known outside of Fresno as being like, you know, the cream of the crop as far as poetry is concerned. And there's just a lot of them, you know, and it's crazy. I feel like what's cool is that I feel like I'm in the scene well enough, you know, and I feel like I know a lot of people, but I meet new poets and new writers all the time in Fresno, and that to me is what is like a sign of a sort of thriving scene, thriving community, because you do have the Miders who are like, and Anthony's and Juan's and, you know, Lee Herrick, California Poet Laureate, you know, right now, but then there's like a thriving scene on the ground, like just like on Van Ness and or in Tower, where there's just people, you know, filling up open mic rooms, you know what I mean? And so there's like a whole spectrum of it. And I think that's what's kind of exciting about it, you know?
Yeah. What about non-poetry literary community? Do you have any perspective on that?
I see a lot of children's authors, surprisingly enough. You know, I don't have children, but I encounter a lot of children's book authors, new authors, some who are like very young, you know, but already have like put together, you know, half a dozen books, does a lot of reader story times and stuff. But there's a lot of young children authors, children's book authors and illustrators that are coming out of Fresno. And this to me was very surprising, or at least unexpected, you know, because I kind of live in that poetry world. But yeah, children's authors are, you know, really, really killing it right now.
Yeah. So that's kind of like a description of the community. But what do writers that are working in Fresno perceive their role to be in the community?
A lot of the, I mean, the writers I see around, you know, they are very community engaged. They're reading at like community centers and like Mendota and like, or they're reading at libraries and like, you know, Porterville and stuff like that. And they're reading in multiple languages. They're reading in Hmong, they're reading in Spanish, and with sort of, I guess the only way to, for lack of a better phrase, you know, non-literary audiences, you know what I mean? Outside of, you know, colleges, outside of, you know, where it's actually directly engaging with the community. And I feel those audiences are hard to read to. I'll tell you, just as a person who reads in those places sometimes, because it's hard to figure out like how to connect. But there's a lot of poets out there. I'm thinking of like Aileen Medina, thinking about Brian Medina. I'm thinking about some of these poets who are out there really making a name for themselves as far as community engaged poets, reading at like, you know, marches, reading at food giveaways, you know, those types of things. And as far as like a role for the writer, I feel like there's a lot of those types of writers in Fresno, because I just feel like it, I don't know, something about Fresno really keeps you grounded in that way. You know, you're not, there's, we don't have like the hallowed hall type places, you know, like, you know, some Ivy League school or something like that. So a lot of it's like sort of ground level, DIY, community based, you know. And but that's in the most positive sense. I feel like, you know, in the other sense, there's a lot of Fresno that doesn't recognize that it has so many, such a strong literary community, you know. And so it's hard to be in a city that really doesn't know what to do with its writers, you know what I mean? And sort of, it's, on the one hand, it can be freeing creatively, because you're like, well, no one's paying attention, so I can do whatever I want. But on the other hand, it's like, well, you know, it's a big city, you know, it's the fifth largest city in California, but, and it's got all these writers roaming around, and doesn't, yeah, like I say, doesn't really know what to do with them, you know?
Yeah, community is really important for writers. And I think there's two layers here. And I want you to talk about how the San Joaquin Book Fest kind of connects to these two layers. There's the layer of a writer's relationship to each other. You know, we know about places in history where writers had built communities and they had created amazing work through their interactions. But then there's also what you're talking about, which is writers connecting to readers, which is a second layer, which both of them are kind of like mutually, they're like virtuous circles of engagement between people that, you know, build the vibrancy of a literary community. Can you talk about Book Fest, first of all, what it is, but how it's going to address both of those community needs?
Yeah, you know, I'll just say, like, as far as, you know, relation to other writers, I mean, I've been at it now for almost 15 years, and, you know, there's like certain times where, you know, you get a great publication or you get some kind of fellowship, but there's months, if not years, in between where you're kind of in the dark. And it's really those fellow writers that have the same mindset, have the same sort of goal, and they value literature in a way that you do, and that will keep you going. They'll keep you in the game, you know, or keep you writing and not sort of fall by the wayside into those real dark pits, you know. And but yeah, that's like the writer community really, really, really keeps you going. And I think, kind of, yeah, circling around all these questions and these answers, is definitely the Book Fest, right? Is like, one, you know, we have Lit Hop in Fresno, which is awesome, and, you know, Juan Luis Guzman and has been a part of that for a long time. Lee Herrick in the past has been a part of it. Von Torres, and that is like such a cool event, because it's, you know, it happens all over Tower. All these venues are engaged, and all the people are on foot, and then just walking around Fresno, which is, you know, people walking in Fresno is always a good thing. And but because the community is so, we, you know, so big, it feels like, it felt like Fresno also could handle another event. And all praise to Danielle Chapazian, because she came to me through Arts Council and came with the idea, and I was like, yeah, let's do it. And we teamed up with Mark Arak, who was like a hero of mine when I was in high school and a young journalist in my 20s. It was, you know, so it's kind of cool to be working with him. But it kind of answers, this is like one sort of gesture towards answering sort of all these questions, is and engaging with all these different issues, which is like, one, community, amongst writers, and two, like showcasing to Fresno, the city at large, like these are our writers, these are our poets, these are our nonfiction writers who have been writing about Fresno, you know. And we reached out sort of loosely San Joaquin Valley, which could be Modesto, Stockton, Bakersfield, and what everything in between, you know. And you know, it was very surprising. You know, you put out a call like that, and I think right now we have something like over 50 authors that have responded and registered. I didn't even know. I don't even know. Like, I know like 10 of these writers. You know what I mean? You know, and there's like 50 authors, over 100 titles that are going to be sold at the pop-up bookstore, and it's all San Joaquin Valley writers. That's the only exclusivity that we placed upon it, was that they be from the San Joaquin Valley. And I guess, which technically could be Sacramento too, but I don't think we really got anything from up there. But it was just, but the outpouring of people and like, you know, being like, I want to be a part of this, please put me down. And all different kinds of authors, memoirists, detective novels, like, I mean, the full gamut of genre, you know. And so it's really cool. I mean, I'm excited to meet, you know, a whole host of new authors that I didn't even know were out there. And so I think that's going to be the cool thing to your question about the community, is that it'll be at least one more chance of a meeting ground where we all get to kind of see each other. And also just the image of these tables covered with San Joaquin Valley writers' books, you know what I mean? All in one place, you know, and which I don't think has happened maybe ever. I don't know, like to have like a pop-up store that's only selling San Joaquin Valley literature, and then for it to be, you know, to have the authors signing books, and there's going to be a lot of writers are signing up to slot in to sign that day. And I think that's really cool. That's not even the stuff that's going to be happening on the stage. That's just like just the bookstore, you know what I mean? And there's been a lot of talk about that I've been asked about that a lot, because one of the things Fresno, even though it has the writers, it doesn't have like a powerful sort of mainstay independent bookstore, you know what I mean? Like City Lights or Medicine for Nightmares or Powell's Books, or, you know, we have this thriving literary community. We have this, you know, nationally recognized authors, but there's not like a, and we're recognized elsewhere as a literary city. And, you know, Rigoberto Gonzalez called it like a mecca for poetry, you know, but we don't have that like kind of bookstore that, you know, that could be championing the authors and selling new books. You know what I mean? It has that it's like a mark of, in the same way, you know, big cities want to have a professional basketball team or something. I feel like Fresno, in order to like show that it's truly a literary city, it should have an independent bookstore, you know what I mean? Like a thriving independent bookstore.
I was just in London, and I was kind of perusing various bookstores around where I was staying there, and I was just so sad and angry because it's just you see kind of like what a bookstore, like a city that has a bookstore culture, looks like. And it just, you know, I mean, there's a lot of factors that play into that for sure. But yeah, you know, I think there's enough people here that could support it. You know, I really do. I think it can exist. It should exist.
Yeah, no, definitely. And I mean, I feel like I get every once in a while, I get at a dinner table with some writers from Fresno, and somebody will bring it up, but it's kind of like one of those things like, yeah, we should do it, but everyone's kind of like,
yeah, who's going to draw the short straw?
Yeah, who's going to sell? Yeah, exactly.
Who's going to do the QuickBooks? Not me.
Yeah, not me. Who's going to do all those orders and all that stuff? And yeah, it's like a great idea in theory, but yeah, actually doing the thing, you need a special person. I think for me, like I look at, you know, one of my favorite bookstores in ever, I mean, right now, is a Medicine for Nightmares, which is out on 24th Street in San Francisco in the Mission District. And that place, this guy Josiah is also a poet, Alberta, he runs that place, and some of the best, like you look at the shelves and you're just like, man, everything was handpicked and placed on the shelf. You know, everything is so curated to like this particular, everyone, there was so much attention paid to curating these shelves, and there's always events and always readings and stuff there almost every, you know, twice a week. And I was just like, man, I just love going there. I just love going there to hang out. I love going there to just see what's on the shelf. I get mad at them. I'm like, man, if every time I walk through here, I spend like $50 just going down each aisle, you know? And but yeah, it would be great to have something like that in Fresno. And so I guess, you know, so that was something we encountered, you know, when we were sort of the book fest was sort of loosely. It's like a micro LA Times Book Fest, you know what I mean? Yeah, where there's, you know, tents with books and there's rolling stages, you know what I mean? There's of course like a dozen stages and a dozen tents, but we have one tent, it's big, and we have one stage, and there'll be like rolling events from 10 until after 3 o'clock, and
Can
the
you jump
bookstore will
into
just
some
be
of the
open.
programming that is going to be offered?
Yeah, we so in the morning we're gonna have children's book authors, and that'll go and the sort of format. Let me just go over some of this. I'm just gonna pull up
Yeah, take your time.
this so I
I'll
can
edit
see.
all this stuff out so it'll be smooth.
Okay. So yeah, so we're starting at 9 in the morning, and so Ashley Mireles Guerrero, she gracefully like stepped in. She's a children's book author, a young author, really just also an advocate and like a champion of children's books, especially like bilingual books and stuff. She came on, and I was like, I asked her, and I was recommended by to her by like literally everybody in there, you know, too. And she was like, I'll curate the children's books authors, and she's just been doing a really great job. And so some of the writers for the morning will be like Maya Gonzalez and Claire Nolan and Betsy Hayes. Then as the day continues, we'll be into like fiction, nonfiction. So we'll have like Stephen Church, David Baroff. Poetry will be Sarah Bourne, Rhoda Avalar, who's a really sort of exciting young poet who just won a big prize, a big national prize called the Ruth Lilly, which is prize given, nationally recognized prize. It's a big chunk of money. They give it to poets under 35. And Juan Felipe Herrera, of course, our poet laureate forever, you know, the United States, and Mark Arax and David Masamoto are some of the others that will be later on in the afternoon. And the whole time the bookstore will be open. We are at the racquetball club, the Fig Garden Racquetball Club. Danielle has hooked that up, and they've been really generous. They've been over the top generous with this project, because they have a big, beautiful space. You know, it's like one of those like, you know, picturesque wedding type venues, and it's right in Fig Garden. It's really pretty. So, and they've really just opened up every door for us to do this. And really excited about that, and so it's gonna be really pretty. Hopefully, we, you know, knock on all wood possible, but hoping for great weather so we can, you know, put out a blanket, or, you know, it's gonna be kind of picnic style, and you can kind of sit there all afternoon and kind of listen to the poets, you know, check out the books, come in and out if you want. But we're really hoping it's gonna be such a like a real unique experience that we, you know, for literature especially.
And people don't need, it's free, but you're asking for reservations, correct?
Yeah, so the there's an Eventbrite that's connected to you can find it on our Instagram. So we're if you look up San Joaquin Valley Book Fest on Instagram or on Facebook, the Eventbrite just helps us kind of figure out how many people are going to be there, or like just give us a head count. So you can sign up the day of if you want, but it's no cost to anyone, open to the public. You can come in and out all day if you want. Yeah.
Yeah, and we'll include the link to the event right in the show description, so you'll be able to find that on this podcast show description. So we always end podcasts with book recommendations, but I want to do it a little different. I want you to share two authors that you discovered through this process that were interesting to you, that not people you had known about before. And if you could give us just a little bit about what was interesting about them, that would be great. Just to kind of, talk more about local authors that maybe are a little less known.
I guess, you know, I'm gonna stick on the tip of children's authors, because it's not something, like I say, I don't have kids, and I don't usually have reason to go into it, but I'm really liking the work that Maya Gonzalez is doing. Really incredible illustrations, sort of telling sort of Latinx stories, you know, in English and in Spanish, and also just a really cool person, librarian by trade, but, and shout out to all librarians everywhere in all the world. The, yeah, their work was is really, and Rhoda's too, Rhoda Avalar, who I mentioned, you know, just a very dynamic, very new sort of voice that, you know, still sounds very Fresno, but is like, I don't know, it doesn't sound like a lot of the poets that I know. And it's been cool to read their work in the last like few weeks or so. But yeah, those would be my two, I think.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, again, so it is San Joaquin Valley Book Fest. That is Saturday, May 4th from 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. We'll link to the Eventbrite registration page so you can go ahead and get registered to help them plan accordingly. I appreciate everything you're doing in the community.
Thanks for listening, everyone. As always, you can support this podcast by leaving us a rating and review or by making a financial contribution at our Patreon page, which is www.patreon.com/Fresno's Best. We'll see you next time.